This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Now, Judd, you've snuck someone into the studio.
Yes, I've snuck fitness guru Sam Wood into the studio. Mate, get a little bit closer. You don't have to kiss the mic.
Well,
you
that's can right. I'm not nervous. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming back into the Joy Studios. You were here about a year ago.
I reckon it was almost a year to the day that I was sitting here,
and it's great to be friend.
Back. Good to be back.
And the main reason I've brought him in is to agree with me on this Australian citizenship ceremony thing.
No.
You should be able to wear, if you come into Australia, you should be able to wear boardies, thongs at a citizenship ceremony. Isn't that right, Sam?
Well, I'm probably in your corner. I've got to agree. I understand certain occasions require a slightly smarter dress code, but nothing better
than
you're
in a Melbourne uniform today.
I am in
all
my
in
old black.
Black,
aren't I?
All
aren't
in
I?
Black,
bit
mate.
Bit of colour in my sneakers, but yeah, that's as far as I'm taking
it's
it.
It's looking great. Hey, what did you do for Chrissy? Well, like, we've just popped through the crazy season. What did you and the beautiful family get up to for Chrissy?
We spent it in beautiful Perth, actually.
With Snez's family's over
Snez's
there?
Snez's family's in Perth, so we had a very nice Macedonian Christmas with her beautiful family.
What does that entail?
Food.
Lots of food. lots of food and lots of family. She's
beautiful.
Yeah, it was great to see our little girls, particularly Willow, who's now two and a bit, it was her first Christmas where she really knew what was going on, and she's kind of registered that she's got these cousins that even though they're 9 and 11, she's obsessed with them, and yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
There was girls everywhere and food everywhere, and her family are the most down-to-earth beautiful people you'll ever meet. So it was a great couple of weeks over in Perth.
Yeah. So, you know, fitness is your thing.
It is.
So Christmas time, you pop out. Do you like pull the ripcord at Chrissy's? Pardon my pun, but you know, do you let it out?
Yeah, I do. Look, I think you don't want to beat yourself up and not enjoy yourself. Life is to be lived and to be enjoyed. If you can break even over December, you've done pretty well.
Yep.
I think the average Aussie puts on 2.5 to 3 kilos over the Christmas period. So if you can be coming in at, 1 kilo or less, you're bucking the trend and doing pretty well. But I think the key is enjoy yourself. It's called the silly season for a reason.
Yep. I like that.
And then set some goals and make sure you sort of once you start, you don't have to start on 1 Jan, but once you do decide to start, make sure you've got a plan, you've got some really clearly defined goals, and then stick to that to see what you can achieve in the new year.
See, the problem for me is it is the silly season, but, the next public holiday is only a few weeks away.
No, it's true. When does
so
it end?
So I may as well just stretch it out. And then, Valentine's Day, I want to look nice.
Judd.
Nice and curvy for my date, and then after that you got Easter coming right around the corner.
Stop it.
And then
stop it.
Yeah, when do you think? Okay, January 2nd, I have to pump the brakes, sort of thing.
I think you need to make your own timeline. I think you need to. The biggest problem is people go, oh, and the reason most people don't succeed with their New Year's resolutions is they say, oh, it's 1 Jan, and I don't really have a plan, and therefore they, go for some crazy 20K run and nearly kill themselves or whatever it is, and the wheels fall off really, really quickly, and then when they do, it's all over. So our motivation is probably at its highest at this time of year, so that's a good thing. Let's ride that wave. Let's use that to our advantage. But you've got to put the other key pieces around it. You've got to have a plan. You've got to have some structure. You've got to have some goals. Don't set really long-term goals. Don't go, I want to be here on, 1 December.
Yep.
Work in 4-week blocks or 8-week blocks where it's short enough to keep your eye on the prize, but it's still long enough to see some really significant change, and then build on those blocks. So, but know yourself. If you're this all or nothing person and you've got all these, alcoholic occasions coming up in January, don't start till 1 Feb. Maybe do Feb fast, tie the two in together, whatever it might be, but know yourself. Don't kid yourself and live in denial and go, because what the biggest problem is, people start their New Year's resolution. If they fail, they go, maybe next year. And they've still got 11 and a half
months. Roll it for a whole 12 months.
A lot of people do. A lot of people go, 2020 wasn't for me, even though it's only the 10th of Jan, and I'll see you next year.
So writing it off
that
so gets, quick.
That's a bit of a crazy attitude.
I can't sign up for another gym membership until the next financial year. That's just how it works.
Now, I am a little obsessed by your 28 program.
Yes.
Because, you said just before that the motivation this time of the year is high. The other motivator is when you start to see change. Like when you see your own. And so those before and after photos rock my world.
Yeah, they're pretty impressive, aren't they?
They are insane.
We finished our last 8-week challenge just before Christmas, and we would have had well over 100 people lose double figure kilos in an 8-week period and completely transform themselves. Wow. And it's the physical stuff that and the aesthetic stuff that is often our catalyst yep. to get started. But it's amazing once you get started how I feel. My mood's better. I've got more energy. My relationships are improving. My self-confidence, my self-esteem is improving. So all of these other facets of your life have a ripple effect
yep.
in a really positive manner. So the more you can start from a physical nature and aesthetic nature by all means, but you'll be amazed at once you get going and once you start to see the results and once you start to feel the changes,
yep.
how you just don't want to stop.
But that's the main thing, isn't it? Getting going, because it takes, I heard it's like 6 to 8 weeks to build the habit where it just becomes part of your life, like
yep.
brushing your teeth or something.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, I go to the gym and that's just part of it. It takes that pushing that boulder up that hill.
Yeah, the hill doesn't change, you change.
Yeah.
And that's the thing we need to understand. The hill is always going to be there, it will never change, but we get stronger, both mentally, both physically. You need to understand that your mind is like a muscle, you can train it, it can,
yep.
you know, it can expand, it can grow, it can strengthen, it can build resilience. So the first 10 days are probably the hardest. You've got sugar cravings, if you've
headaches,
gone on your headaches, you've got sore muscles
that you've never used.
But once you get over that hump, and that's what you know, you've got to be
speaking from experience here, as you can tell.
That's right. Yeah. Strong enough for long enough is what I say. If you can hang tough there for the first 7 to 10 days,
yep.
then you really will get over that hump and not look back.
But I mean,
7 to 10 days.
You can charge them afterwards. But what I'm going to say is, though, like a lot of people, the classic excuses, right? And there was an article we were reading the other day together.
In the weekend paper.
And it was, you know, I just don't have any time. Or, you know, I've just started this new job. Or, God forbid, I have a really young 2.5-year-old that's taking up all my time and waking me up at 4:30 in the morning. How do you deal with those excuses?
Yeah, look, time is the biggest one, and I think you need to shift your attitude to trying to find the time to making the time. I mean, my whole program is about 28-minute workouts that you can do from home, so we try and really lower, if not remove altogether, the barrier of no time. You don't have to get in your car and drive to the gym and find a park and do a 45 or 60-minute class and get home again. You know, it's 28 minutes, you flick on your phone, you get it done on your
lounge. And you don't need a gym set.
No, you can do it with cans of baked beans or cartons of milk.
Or a baby in a basket, as you do.
Or Willow is my resistance or Snatch's resistance. So it's about removing those barriers. But, it's time, it's cost. Life is always going to throw challenges at us. If you want it badly enough and you've got a good enough plan, you should be able to stick to it. But The biggest message needs to be, particularly this time of year, is progress, not perfection. Your first missed workout, your first boozy night out, your first bad meal shouldn't be the beginning of the end. It's about what you do the next day. You get up, you get back on the bike, you do your next workout, you have your next healthy meal, you push through your hangover and you'll be fine.
Hey, before we jump to the next track, I saw you the other day with a massive check for $10,000 in your hand. What's going on there?
The winner of our 8-week challenge wins $10,000. So
Because not having clogged arteries and not having a heart attack, not quite sexy enough to lose weight. But
it's a good little motivator.
Imagine the spanks you could buy with that.
That's right. So we had a beautiful lady who lived out in Point Cook here, actually. And so I jumped in the car with a big $10,000 check.
Wow.
And I drove out to her house. She didn't know she'd won. She didn't know I was coming. Aww. And I knocked on her door. And it was pretty special.
How do you feed that through the ATM, though?
That's right. It's not very practical, is it?
What is a check? Yeah.
That's right. Hey, novelty check's always a good bit of fun.
One last question for you, buddy. What cologne are you wearing? Smells lovely.
I am wearing...
Judd's just looking at me going, I can't believe you just asked that.
I think it's Montclair.
Is this something that was bought for you?
It was a gift from Snez, actually.
Thank
her for that one.
Snez, thank you. He's just left this wafting smell through the studio. It's beautiful. You did a great job. Hey, Sam, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us this morning.
By the way, where can we find you? If we wanted to find you on the interwebs or something.
So if you want to join my program, you head to 28bysamwood.com and then you can download the app once you've joined on the website, and if you want to follow my fitness tips and stuff on social media, just at Sam James Wood.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.